Well, we have United States Representative Congressman Bill Huizenga on the line, and he is leading the charge to improve opportunities for West Michigan families, strengthen small business, job creation, protect the Great Lakes, and look out for us when they think there's a bit of an overreach, in this case by the IRS and the Biden administration. Congressman, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Hey, Paul W., good to be with you. And sadly, there doesn't seem to be a lack of opportunities of trying to protect people from the Biden administration these days.
I'm afraid you're right, absolutely right. And here's the newest one that's seemingly incredible, and I don't know how you look at it as anything but a massive invasion of privacy for millions of Americans. Explain what you're on the warpath on now.
Yeah. Well, myself and 140 of my fellow legislators sent a letter to Secretary Janet Yellen, who's the Treasury Secretary, and then the IRS commissioner, a guy named Charles Rettig, along with Speaker Pelosi and the Democrat chair of the Ways and Means Committee, expressing our concern about a new proposal that the IRS collect data on every financial transaction of $600 or more. $600, all right? This is going to be everything from your child that is doing the lemonade stand to everyday bank accounts and business accounts. And we have rules in place already. They have to report $10,000 and above. Why? To just look at actions that might be illegal, like drug dealing and different things like that. But $600, this is just intrusiveness.
Well, this is like incredible. I was going to ask about the $10,000. That's what I always heard. $10,000 plus transactions they wanted to know about. The banks needed to do extra paperwork. The banks needed to report it because they were concerned about the underground economy and mostly in drugs. But $600 means that so many more transactions will have to be reported. And it's not cheap. I mean, banks have to do a lot of work to do this sort of thing. And if the banks have to pay more, it's going to cost us more.
Oh, absolutely. And this is every credit union and community bank. And, you know, just think about it. This isn't the big financial center banks out of New York. This is your corner credit union, your corner community bank. And think about it, the way inflation's going, I mean, just a simple stop at the grocery store for a large family is going to be $600. And now they're going to actually have to literally track that, report it, and aggregate all this data. And it begs the question, why do you need to do $600? Why would you be looking down that granular?
What do they say the reason is? How do they justify it? Not that they feel they have to, but...
They think that there's this big, massive tax gap where people aren't paying enough of their taxes, and so they want to bring it down to $600. It just seems like a massive, massive waste of resources for consumers as well as those that are their financial providers, not to mention the actual government agencies that have to then track all of this.
Well, consider this, Congressman Bill Huizenga with us. First of all, this opens up a tremendous amount of further information about our private lives. It's kind of like spying on the financial records of law-abiding Americans. But then, considering the IRS experiences 1.4 billion cyber attacks annually and has experienced multiple data breaches, I'm not sure we want to give them all of this other information only to have it taken by criminals.
No, we do not want to give them that. You know, this goes back to the old adage, why do people rob banks? Because that's where the money is, right? Well, why do cyber criminals go after places that hold information? Because that's the modern-day equivalent of that gold, that money, that value. And having this personal identifiable information, PII as they call it, in an IRS vault of some sort that, frankly, is not very strong, is a horrible idea.
So what do we do next, Congressman?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, at the end of the day, they have to be held accountable, and hopefully there will be enough public outrage at this that they will see their way clear to understand that this is a bad direction to go. But, you know, at this point, we have to make sure that we are raising those alarm bells and that people are expressing to everyone that this is a terrible idea, and they don't want to have government snooping in at that level on their daily lives.
Well put, Congressman Bill Huizenga. Thanks for alerting us to this and for your fight for the people. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Paul.
Congressman Bill Huizenga calling on the IRS, the Biden administration, to abandon the so-called $600 transaction requirement. My goodness.